You know, it's obviously a great opening for the season to for us to have to go to play Baltimore at home, go to their place, a division game on the road. So, you know, one that you know our guys have to be well prepared and you know ready to hit on all cylinders right from the start. You know, we're going in to play a place that's loud and has a great crowd all the time, and obviously a good football team. So we're going to have to, you know, really have a great week of preparation and then go in and execute our plan. So in all three phases, you know, they're you know, we know they're well put together in all three phases, both offense, defense, and special teams. So big football game for us.
How many years has it been, Marvin, here since you've gone into a season wondering if you have the talent to compete?
12. I think as coaches, we go in every year and we wonder, and every year we believe we do. We have both sides of it every single year. You know, I don't think we ever change. You know, I think, I think the thing that happens is you go out there and you play, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go play, and it's not a one-game season, plus or minus. You know, it's a 16-game season, and so we've got a long ways to go here. And regardless of the outcome of your opening game, you still got a lot of football ahead, and you got to take it just as that. You have to understand it as that. Well, I think I was asked these questions a week ago, so I guess I'll be repetitive in my answers. The fact that we answered the bell, you know, I wasn't sure how we would answer the bell physically, and I was pleased. And this is going to be a physical game right from the start, and so we're going to have to be ready to go.
Coach, any concerns on Andre, or do you think he'll be ready to?
Well, I never have any concerns, but I don't know if Andre will be ready to come out of the gate. So concerns really don't matter because no one gives me anything for him. So, you know, we'll know where Andre is when we get to Sunday.
Robert, how do you prepare Russell for an environment like that and an opponent like that with all the stuff that they want to do with what stuff?
Well, it's not on, I guess, number one, it's not on Russell. So that's the first part of it. You know, everybody's got to do their part. And Russell's got a part in it, and everybody else has a part in it. So, and we've been preparing for this for a bit. There's only 11 guys out there, Rich. They're not going to move any different, you know, places. So, you know, that's the way they are.
Throughout the preseason and really into this year and prep now, how much have you taken on differently on yourself with two new coordinators? Has your role changed at all when you try to different things?
Well, I think my role's changed, but you know, for the better. It's been fun, and you know, but I think in you, I have somebody very experienced and knows exactly how he wants to do it, and you know, and I just have to make sure we stay in the same parameters. And the same thing really goes for Paul, and so it's been good that way. And both are looking for feedback. They're looking for encouragement and reinforcement of things. And so that's good to have. And I've had that kind of relationship and rapport with the coordinators, which is good. And really the same thing with Darren. You know, I am involved in all three phases and involved in the planning of all three phases all the time. And the selection of the personnel of who's going to be doing what and why we're doing what with which guy. And that's important for me. And then that enables me to really push the player into his opportunity and to know that I'm aware of what his opportunities are going to be within the plan and for him, and encourage him to take advantage of it and be prepared to take advantage of opportunity. Because I think every player wants to, you know, have opportunity. And I think for me to encourage it is good.
Are you doing more of that now? Feel like it's a more hands-on, is that the biggest way that it's changed?
Well, I don't know if I'm doing more or less, but you know, I've always have been, and you know, I think organizationally we're doing a good job, and those guys are making that part easy, and because they're both guys who want to be ahead of the time, ahead of schedule in organization, and you know, having things planned out, which is good. You know, that way, to me, that's part of the thing that you learn right away. And being a coordinator is fitting what you want to do within the scope and the map blueprint of what the organ, you know, the head coach and the plan is and so forth, and so fitting it all together.
When you're in 12 years, how do you keep it from getting stale? How do you keep it new when approaching week one?
I don't think there's anything stale to it. Then, you know, there's been nothing stale through this summer, this spring. We've got new players. We've got guys that are young guys emerging, and it's been fun. That part of it's exciting. You want to go see how we're going to go and what we're going to do and how we're going to compete, how we're going to win. But we got, you know, we're at a good spot. And I looked, and the 53 guys, you know, was it 41 of them? You know, 41 of them came here as draft picks, and 12 of them are, so that puts 12 of them from somewhere else. But they have an average of 3 years here. So they're our guys. I mean, they're guys that we've grown to do it our way, and which means they're going to be tough, they're going to be physical, and now it's my job to get us to play smart because that's going to be key.
Fair to say that Hugh and Paulie have done a big part in kind of breathing that newness into not just you, but the team and everybody else as well?
Well, they've done a great job of it, yes. And, they really have. And, right from the start, when you get a chance to, inherit what both guys inherited, the cupboards weren't bare. And so they're fortunate that way.
When you listen to or read the national people, they will say that one of the drawbacks for this team is that you have two new coordinators. If there were going to be a drawback, how might the layman have noticed it to this point? What would anybody have seen that would have suggested that the transition was not?
I think, again, we're going into what's important now. But what we didn't have in the summertime is we didn't have a lot of mental breakdowns. We didn't have foolish penalties. We didn't have pre-snap things and things like that. That kind of looks chaotic, and you got to be pleased. I'm pleased about that. I think the fact that our players continue to respond and play as hard as they do, and that's good. And then the fact that it's trickled down into the young guys. So those are things that are important. But everybody always wants to take a shot, so we have to go prove ourselves. No question about it, and that's part of it. So that's good. I do. It doesn't really matter. There's few people left here from 2009, and every time you go, it's a new game. It really doesn't matter. We got to go play good football, and wherever your record is, whatever it is, you don't get any points for it this year, And whatever it is, we get no points for being 8-0 here in the regular season. We get no points for that, and you start new every time. And if you don't believe that, look at society, look at these guys we're dealing with. We have to start new every day. And that's part of it. And we can never overlook that from these guys. I think if you do, then you get fooled.
Armin, you've coached in a lot of NFL stadiums. What is unique about Baltimore and coaching Baltimore, playing Baltimore?
Well, I think regardless of, obviously I've been there from the ashes. So, they've forgotten the ashes. They let it go, and they believe the people that come to the game on Sunday think their team is invincible, and that's a great attitude to have, and they carry that into the stadium.
What makes Ozzie so good?
He watches tape. He doesn't listen to opinion of others. He watches tape and listens to opinion of his people that are close to him, but they do it by evaluation. They don't do it by hearsay. And very good that way, and they're going to make their moves are based on the big picture. They're not, necessarily always based on the exact moment, but they're based on the big picture. And one of Ozzie's favorite things to say is the move that you don't make might be the best movie that you've ever made. And so he's going to make the move that they think is important at the time. If they want a player, they're going to go get a player. But they're not going to let anything persuade him into, a player he doesn't want. And he's got a blueprint of what that guy looks like and how he carries himself and so forth.
Has that been the key to your success here, your different, your idea of what exactly you want?
Well, I mean, I learned, I learned a lot. I was fortunate to be the coach of two of the places that I did for so long in Pittsburgh and Baltimore, you know, because the foundation of things is what it is. And those are stable foundations all the time, and they're meant that way. And so I was able to learn a great deal from that. And, I think that's been beneficial. I know it's been beneficial. To me, I was allowed to be involved and, evaluation of players all the way through from, being the linebacker coach there in Pittsburgh with Bill and Tom Donahoe and Modrak to going there in Baltimore with Ozzie to go look at all the guys on defense and decide, and to hear why and what and why we were, to help make decisions and so forth. So, and we were to that point there too. We were going to add young guys. And if we plucked a veteran off, he was going to have certain traits.
Still need the shovel, metaphorically.
Well, the shovel is still important now. It's going to get important, Paul, come Sunday in Baltimore. We're going to need a shovel. We're going to have to dig, man. Just put our head down and go to work. Yeah, you still need it. There's nothing that we've had around here do we want to give away because we've worked hard to earn it.
But, I mean, you spent a few years when you got here establishing a culture, what you expected, professionalism, focus, attention to detail. Do you still need to dwell on that as much?
I think the point that I was making in the question about the Wallace's answer, when we think we don't, we're going to get, it's going to bite us in the butt. We have to every day really reinforce things all the time. And I think that's important. But yeah, it should be inbred. It's inbred in guys. You know, we were talking about that. When you look at some of these guys who've been here for a bit and their families have grown up, they've gotten married, they've got families that have matured and growing kids and so forth. Yeah, that's a lot of it. And so when the young guys come in, they see that and they got to get right in tow and get in step. And that's a good thing. But, the attention to detail is so, so very important. We can't ever let it waver. And, how we do things and taking good notes all the time, those things are important. We can't let it waver. And we got to keep pushing the envelope with coaching all the time. We got to keep coaching our guys and spending time with our guys. And that's been an important part of the coordinators to come in and grab a hold right away of everybody that way again and not think it's, going to be just, oh, it's status quo because you were here with me. And no. You got to pull your weight and you got to earn your right again and prove you can make plays. And, I said, yeah, Wallace Gilbert is a good example of that. He saw some light there and Wallace not letting anybody get in that first huddle in front of him. And that's a good thing. Because he saw what happened and how things did it and, the graduation of a Michael Johnson and so forth. So hopefully you guys see that.
How would you describe Hughes coaching style?
Hughes, he is very detailed, demanding, and yet he can put his arm around the guy and close the door and explain to him why. And make him understand why he's being, as the guys say, hard on him that day, that moment, which is a good quality to have because you got to have both. These guys are here as their profession. They don't get to do it for very long, and they have to understand we have their best interest in heart is to help them be the best player they can be, and that's our goal, and we're going to push hard at that in every single one of them.
What's coaching style?
Last one.
Give us a capsule of Paul Jones' stuff.
I think Paul has done an excellent job of reaching out to each one of the defensive players individually, the guys that were returning guys, and really impressed upon them, what his expectations for each of them were individually as well as collectively. And I think they responded. Paul's unique that, Paul worked in every phase of football around here. So he's basically been grown from the ground up with some of these guys. And he's worked with them through special teams. He's worked with them through initially just with me. He's worked with them through defense and now as the coordinator. So he's been involved really from the ground up with a lot of these guys.